What's up, everybody? It's the Podholics Podcast back in again. Sorry, was I loud?
No, go ahead, bro.
I'm just fucking with you. That's going to be my thing the whole time. I'm just fucking with you in the intro. Guaranteed.
All right. Anyways, this is the Podholics Podcast. You know who it is. It's your boy, Langston, a.k.a. LeBrinkston.
And Michael, you already know. Anthony Armstead the second. Know it. Learn it. Embrace it.
I'm really going to mute him.
Yeah, forget what his middle name is, and I'm glad he reminds me every week.
Hey, is it Charles?
Okay, I'm black. Come on now. What black person has a middle name Charles? Please let me know.
I'm pretty sure we can find one.
you can't just
let me Google that real quick.
Yeah, you said find one. Like what? Like yeah. I can figure that out.
That you know. How about we go with that? That you know.
Michael Charles Anthony Armstead.
That's two middle names.
That's a lot of people. Have you never seen
I have,
See Life of Zack and Cody?
Yes.
They got 17 middle names. Let them live.
Montoya.
Yeah. I wonder what he's doing right now. That should be a segment. We should figure out old Disney.
He's still a bellboy.
He's got a TikTok now.
Yeah, I actually saw him on it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Everyone has TikTok then.
Anyways, back to our normal routine schedule. You know, it's your boy Langston, Michael Anthony Armstead the second. We got our boy Kyle and Jordan. And yeah.
Boys. We're not one.
You're pretty much one. You're brothers.
That doesn't mean anything. We're not twins.
Kind of looks like it. Looks with that nice beard. Yeah, you're right. Jordan's got a better beard.
Thank you. I appreciate you're welcome. That.
You're welcome. He's 8 years older than me. He's supposed to.
8 years, Jesus.
Yeah, y'all are twins.
No shot.
All right, y'all want to talk about WandaVision today?
Of course.
And the Marvel MCU.
Yes.
If you haven't seen it, get off my podcast. Spoilers. Hey, but come back for
that. That's a good one. That's a good one.
But come back for the next episode.
Who said it's your podcast, bro?
Hey, IT. They make they do everything.
We're all one.
You're right. We're all one. We're all boys. Yeah.
Okay. It's a little weird.
Yeah, anyways, sure. Everyone seen the latest episode of WandaVision?
Yeah.
We gotta go back to the first.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Start from the beginning. All
right. Before we get into it, I know absolutely nothing about Marvel. I've seen all of the stuffs, but I don't know anything. So, yeah, bro. So, I'm just going to piggyback off you guys. I'm going to let you know now. And I'm going to listen a lot.
That's fine.
Don't judge me.
That's fine.
Right.
No judgment.
So,
all right, Michael, you want to take it away?
Just know that we're in good times now. I know with the whole COVID thing, no movies are out, but WandaVision's kicking it off. So, just know that Marvel is in a good place. So, with that being said, we're gonna get a lot more cosmic stuff.
And that's what I really
like. It's just a lot of like dark and space stuff, just a lot of different things you haven't seen before. And I feel like it's gonna be a lot of I like a lot of stuff like that. I do.
That's like just diving down into like Eternals type stuff?
You know, not that. Just
not
like
yet.
Fantastic Four, Silver Surfer.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
like just like a lot of cosmic stuff. I don't know, I can't really explain more because I don't really know that much about it, but
mutation stuff, non-human. I mean,
X-Men will be in it too.
Yeah, we're supposed to get mutants.
Hey.
Yeah,
X-Men too. I would say.
Gotcha.
I mean,
so like superheroes. Also,
you get Adam Warlock too.
Yeah.
That, I don't know if you know who Adam Warlock is.
That's The Rock, right?
No, that's DC.
That's
is his name Adam?
Yeah.
His name's Black Adam.
Yeah.
You got that.
You're close.
Yes.
All right. What else about it, TC?
I mean, I don't really got that many.
All right. Let's start off here.
What's up?
Would you recommend WandaVision to people?
Of course. Well, it depends on what they're looking for. If you're looking for a lot of different things, you know, and a lot of like little Easter eggs, yeah. But if you're just one like up close and personal, no. because there's a lot of stuff behind.
So you're saying for the casual listener or casual watcher, I guess, of Marvel, they wouldn't like be their thing, I guess.
You might like it because it's got a lot of different people in it. You get to see a lot of different things going on, but honestly, probably not if you don't want to have a headache with it, because you got to watch it from start to finish.
I feel it.
I feel like if you've seen the other MCU movies, that you have to watch WandaVision.
Yeah.
Yeah, agreed.
Especially because, like, they said it's going to tie into Doctor Strange 2. So, I mean, these last two episodes are probably going to, like, foreshadow a bunch of that stuff.
But didn't Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. tie into, like, the MCU as well? But if you just didn't watch it, you just wouldn't know those little...
They did for the first, like, season and a half. But, like, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. was on the television side of Marvel. And Kevin Feige and whoever the television guy was, they didn't get along. So Feige doesn't consider Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. canon.
Oh, fan fact.
Funny story.
And like that, the book in the basement that they like showed a close up before they showed Agatha, that book that was like glowing, that was actually in season two of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. So they're kind of already retconning a bunch of it.
Yeah.
It's fucked up.
Isn't that the Darkhold?
Yeah, we assume it's the Darkhold as well. Yeah, it looks like.
See, it's a lot of little things. I mean, if you don't know that. You know, I don't know. I mean, I guess you can casually watch it because you just see superheroes in it.
So I feel like I'm a casual watcher to a sense because I don't know what the fucking Black Hole is.
If you've seen the whole entire Cinemax though, every single one. So I don't know.
But I don't know like the history of it, like from the me and Jordan watched the last episode together, and he was like, "Oh, I think that's this person from the comics." I'm like, "I don't fucking know that. I have no idea what we're talking about."
I mean, yeah.
Yeah. What's your definition of casual?
Well, I mean, I just watch the movies, but I don't go like deep into like the history, or I don't necessarily know all of the Easter eggs that have happened in WandaVision or anything like that.
Yeah. So what, TC, what's your definition of casual? Because you just said that casual fans wouldn't understand it, but then you just said that Kyle watched all the MCU movies and that he'd be fine.
I mean, I don't know.
You can't use it depends, so it's not an answer.
I really can't. I really can't explain it, honestly. I couldn't even tell you, bro.
That's enough. Podcast. We're kicking you off.
Hold on. If you watch all of them, and let's say for example you started from Iron Man, you watched it all the way through. But I feel like you watched Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and then started like let's say for example right when Iron Man 3 came out, you can still kind of understand what WandaVision is if you just think of the little things, because there's little things in there. Ant-Man and Wasp, the Chow guy. He's from that. So, I mean, if you watch some of the movies, you get some of it.
Oh, I did not realize that guy was from there.
Oh, dang.
He's the magic trick guy. I told you.
That's what Jordan said. I was like, no, that's the guy from The Interview, right?
I
don't know.
I didn't even put two and two together. I did not realize it was from Ant-Man.
Yeah, I mean, and the girl is from Captain Marvel. I don't know. I just
didn't realize that either, 100%.
Wait, hold on. What, you call him the Chow guy?
His name is, yeah, whatever his name is. I mean, I thought his name was
Jimmy Woo?
Yeah, something like that.
Bro.
I couldn't think of his name.
Bro.
You were a Marvel expert. You were like, I'm never wrong about Marvel.
Hey, it's the same thing, bro. You knew what I meant, didn't you?
I did, but like.
But did you know what I meant?
Bro? Like, is that morally correct?
Hey, but listen, you knew what I meant.
To some degree.
The only reason
I knew is because you said Ant-Man and Wasp.
Yeah, exactly.
If you said the Chow guy, I would have been like,
I couldn't think of Chowder.
I thought he was talking about two different people.
Yeah. Who do you think he was talking about, Jordan?
Well, when he said Ant-Man and Wasp, I was like, okay, that's Jimmy Woo. And then he said Chow guy. I couldn't think
of his name. I could not think of his name, bro.
So you said Chow?
Hey, right ballpark. Right ball.
Interesting perspective.
So Kyle, as a person who doesn't know like comics and stuff, do you like WandaVision? Or you don't like get all the Easter eggs and like everything out of it?
I mean, I see what it was building up to at the beginning. Like the first like 2-3 episodes were kind of like rough. I don't like the sitcom aspect of it. Like I understand why they're doing it. I just particularly don't like that type of humor and stuff. This is just not for me. I don't like black and white. That was annoying as fuck. That was dumb.
You like the Malcolm in the Middle tribute?
Didn't see a tribute to Malcolm in the Middle. Don't understand.
He didn't understand it.
The theme song, bro.
It was the intro.
Oh, the intro? I didn't pay attention to. Also,
last week's episode.
I'm pretty sure I skipped it. Or the week, the one we watched together, or the one before?
The one before that. This week was The Office and Modern Family.
Yeah.
Also, the first two episodes when they showed a commercial in the middle, definitely skipped that shit. Thought it was fucking Disney Plus playing commercials on me.
No, definitely.
And then I watched it with Jordan. Jordan's like, oh, they're doing this. I'm like, what the, why? Is that just like a thing from the 90s? She's like, no, it ties in because of this. I'm like, fuck that. I'm skipping that shit. I don't got time.
So Kyle hasn't watched a single one of the commercials from WandaVision.
Kyle, I want to know what you thought of the yogurt and the shark commercial. Did you just like completely turn it off after that?
I don't think you even
watched it. I have no idea what you're talking about. If I saw the start of the commercial, I'd skip past it every time.
Like you forward it in the Disney Plus player?
Yeah, in 20 seconds or so. It's like 23 seconds or shit like that. I don't got time for that. Why are you? I thought it was Disney Plus saying like, "Hey, no, I'm making money off you. Fuck you." I don't even know why you have a commercial. I thought I had commercial free or whatever. Like, I didn't know those commercials at Disney Plus.
This is commercial free.
Like what?
This is
what is Jordan paying for? Like, yeah, the bottom tier. This is bullshit. I got the 4K Hulu. And he's giving me sucking 1080p Disney Plus. Like, what the fuck?
Ours is from Verizon number one.
I don't care. Fuck that. That's hilarious. Pissed when I watched it, bro.
You didn't notice when you clicked. You were like, wait a minute, it's in the show.
It's black and white. Yeah.
Maybe they just wanted to go with the theme. I don't know their lives. Fuck that.
That is. Now you got to go back and watch the commercials.
No shot.
No shot.
The Nexus commercial was funny, of how it was like kind of spot on to medication commercials, like how it is now.
Yeah, I was like, is that a medication from the 90s? Because that's like the time we're in now. He was like, no, it's because she's having anxiety or whatever. I'm like, this is stupid.
The Hydra soap.
That one was pretty spot on.
Well, so what's the word I'm looking for? What's the format we're going to go through? Are we just going to go, like, talk about it randomly, or are we going to go through, like, episode? How are we doing this?
Honestly, we can...
Probably just random.
Because I want to know how the fuck Sword came into play. Where did Sword come from? Why a Sword a thing? That's my question.
I don't think that's been answered. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't think we have, like, an origin story for it.
Okay. That's not all yet. I really want to know. That's the only question I have.
I heard next week's episode might be, like, a prequel to all the other episodes of like how everything came about, which would make sense because they're probably going to leave us with a cliffhanger with Agatha.
Yeah, I think next week is going to be pretty much like all flashbacks.
Mm-hmm.
Also, is that one lady? I don't know her name. She's apparently from Captain Marvel.
Oh, Monica.
Oh, yeah, Monica.
Yeah, that lady. Is she turned into a superhero? Right.
Yeah, she always was.
She was.
Who is she? Jordan, don't answer.
Photon, right.
No, she's Storm, dog. I promise she's Storm.
Kyle was so adamant. He was like, Storm just showed up. I'm like, no.
It is Storm, not Storm, bro. No,
that's not Storm. Hey, she used to play Captain Marvel in the comic books, too. I watched the video.
Yeah, she took
that.
Over for that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Her powers are pretty similar to Captain Marvel.
I want her to be Storm.
She won't be.
You're going to get Storm eventually. Don't worry.
Do you guys think Pietro is the X-Men version, or do you think that it's like a decoy?
I hope they do. I mean, people thinking that now.
I don't know.
You think it's all messed up?
Yeah, I see. At first, I thought it was like the X-Men Quicksilver, but with Agnes, I don't. I think she's playing a trick on us. I don't think it's the X-Men.
That's kind of a big trick.
I think Marvel's trolling us.
Will that turn into a multiverse thing though?
I wish they did.
That's why everybody thinks it's the X-Men Quicksilver.
Yeah.
But I think he's going to end up being a bad guy.
Dang.
We'll see.
I mean, that end credit scene kind of...
It made it seem like he's...
Yeah.
But he was being more controlled than... Like, the end credit scene made it seem like he was being more controlled than it was his own doing.
But you got to realize Agatha is more of like a server for the big bad. Like, she's kind of like just doing what he's telling him to do for right now.
Yeah.
It's a lot more... into it. That's why I said it's gonna be a fun ride.
So sure. Who do you think is gonna be the big bad?
Ralph, I think Mephisto.
Yeah, that's what I'm going.
You think so? Did you hear everything going on with why they might not do Mephisto though?
They said it might be Dormammu, and that's how it leads into Doctor Strange too.
Yeah. Because
I think would be pretty cool.
I've been doing a lot of research and how people are like they might not do Mephisto depending on how they portray him because of there's censorship over in China and how they can lose a whole bunch of money from that and how some people might think it's a Nightmare
See, not, there was a Nightmare helmet in one of the opening credits too, like episode 3. So I could see that too.
I remember that.
But I don't know. I think they're introducing the X-Men with Wanda's hex. Mm-hmm. I think like when the people go through, they're like she's activating the X gene or whatever, and I think that's how they'll introduce that, which I think would be a pretty cool way.
And Fantastic Four.
Yeah.
A lot of people thought Mr. Fantastic was going to be in the series. A lot of people thought that.
Jordan thought too.
I still think it is.
I think he will.
So they said there's. Do we know? They said. What'd you say?
Do you know who would play him?
The fan theory is everybody wants John Krasinski to play him.
Yeah, I was about to say that.
Who's that?
The guy from Quiet Place.
And the guy who plays Jim in The Office.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's the main guy in A Quiet Place. That's where you would know him from.
He's also in what's that army movie?
Tom something.
Is it a Tom Clancy movie? No, it's not a Tom Clancy.
I have no idea what you guys are talking about.
Someone also said that they should get Joseph Gordon-Levitt to play Reed Richards.
Is that Robin? I think that's Robin, right?
Yes, that is.
That'd be a pretty good pick.
I like him a lot.
Well, today there was a website on Twitter said that Jennifer Lawrence had been cast as Sue Storm.
Who's Jennifer Lawrence?
Hunger Games.
She was in.
Now, come on.
She was in.
But then it got debunked.
Right? I don't know actors, actresses like at all. This is like a game Jordan I play, Loki.
But then it got debunked that it was false. So I mean, there's a rumor she got cast, but then she didn't. So I don't know.
She was in one of the newer X-Men movies, right?
She was. She was the blue character. I can't think of her name.
Yeah, I can't think of her name either.
Yeah, she changed her name.
Yeah, I can't think. Yeah. I don't know why I can't think of her name.
She's the blue version of Beast Boy.
No.
I mean, yes. Like, sort of.
No, yes and no in a way.
I've never seen X-Men.
What is the blue person's name?
Yeah, look at the yellow dogs. It's killing me, too.
Mystique. That's what it is.
There we go. Mystique. There we go.
But yeah, I feel like Jennifer Lawrence is, I don't know. She's a pretty big actor. Or actress.
I don't really like
that
her.
Bad?
I don't know. I figured for the Fantastic Four, they'd probably go. I thought they would go smaller.
Someone new.
Like unknown.
Yeah. New. Don't do it like they did last time now. Good Lord. That was terrible.
And which one?
The last Fantastic Four.
The last.
Michael B. Jordan?
Oh, yeah.
The acting was there. It was the plot.
I think that movie just felt rushed.
That shit was terrible.
I forgot they made that one.
Yeah. So it's a lot terrible. Of people.
Bring Miles Teller back. I like him.
Who's that?
He was Mr. Fantastic.
I just want the Fantastic Four to be in the Marvel Cinemax. So you can bring whoever you want as long as they do the good job.
Same.
All that matters to me. I got my dude. Keep Mark Ruffalo as my guy, the Hulk, and I'm good. I'm straight. I'm good.
You think he makes another appearance in the MCU?
Ruffalo, yeah.
Yeah.
Knows. He would be Professor Hulk now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is there any tie between Ruffalo and the new She-Hulk?
I think my camera died.
Yeah, you're frozen.
You look so confused.
There might be. I think he might make an appearance though. The She-Hulk thing is going to be really good.
Mm-hmm.
I can't wait.
Oh, yeah, they already said he's going to be in it.
Yeah.
Yeah, they said.
That's good.
And She-Hulk's this year, I think.
Is it?
Yeah, I think it's. We got Wanda now, then Falcon next month, and then Black Widow in June, Loki in June. And then I think that leads into Ms. Marvel and She-Hulk this fall.
Going back to Wanda. Do y'all think like they're gonna be like an end credit scene like the last episode that ties into maybe Falcon?
And like I think it would tie into Doctor Strange.
Yeah.
Okay. But you see what I'm saying though? Like
series. Falcon might tie into Black Widow. I could see that.
Hey, that'd be dope.
I could see that. But we also don't know when Black Widow's set.
Yeah.
But see, my thing, back to the Wanda thing, I feel like the Wanda thing back to the. Have they started shooting the Doctor Strange thing already?
Yeah, they're okay,
They might do that because that Doctor Strange. I feel like that's a everybody's saying like all the YouTube things I look at saying that's like the big, one.
The,
like,
yeah, that like one's gonna be
War was for last time. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
that's what they're saying that one is.
Oh, and then we have Spider-Man in December. I forgot Spider-Man.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of Marvel shit this year.
That's what I say. It's
like every week there's something.
Yeah, it's going to be a ride.
Yeah, I think Doctor Strange comes out in March of next year.
Something like that.
So they're probably
pretty close. Does Spider-Man come out after that?
Spider-Man comes out this December. And then Doctor Strange is in March. And Spider-Man's probably going to lead into the multiverse.
That's what I was about to say. I think the end credit scene probably might be. Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
There's a lot of possibilities with that if everything goes the way they say it's supposed to go or rumored.
That... Are you guys more excited for Falcon or Loki?
Loki. reason why Loki is because it's like the different. My bad, Langston. I didn't mean to cut you off, bro.
No, I was going to say Loki too.
Because I feel like that's like a different. Like a different thing on Marvel because he went, you know, used the cube and everything.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it'll tie in, but it won't tie in, you know?
Because that's a different reality or a timeline.
Yeah.
So it'll be if he comes back. I think I love Falcon and Winter Soldier's dynamic in their relationship, just how they're like just fucking with each other. But that Loki trailer, I'm like, that had me psyched when they showed the trailer.
Yeah, because it's. Yeah, I agree with you. I agree with you, man. I agree 100%.
Agreed. When is What If supposed to come out this year too?
Yeah, I forgot about What If.
Yeah,
What if is like this year. Summer.
What If is probably the closest the comic we'll probably get.
Yeah, yeah. I heard that. I watched a video about that the other day.
Like Hydra Cap and So is Kyle gone for good?
No, I'm here. Believe.
I believe. Back to WandaVision. Do you think there is still a chance we get a Magneto? Since they're talking about how, because you know, everyone came out and said that there's supposed to be a Luke Skywalker-esque appearance compared to the Mandalorian, and that the director said that we still haven't got that person yet.
Yeah.
So everyone's thinking it's Magneto. I don't remember the other rumors, but what do you guys take on that?
I mean, that is Wanda's dad in the comics.
Yeah.
But I mean, there was like the one I had seen that they were going to bring back Ian McKellen, but I think Michael Fassbender would make more sense.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, that would be fucking dope if that's who like the end credit scene is or whatever. Is Michael Fassbender coming through the multiverse?
I got a question.
Hey, Kyle's back.
I got a question. Do y'all think that's a little too much though? A little bit, maybe too much bringing Magneto in. You got
Pietro in there.
Quicksilver, yeah.
I like it.
I mean, I don't know. I don't like the rush things. I like stuff expanding. That's just me. I don't like everything in one bulk, I guess.
See, I personally would like to see Michael Fassbender come back, but I feel like Marvel and Kevin Feige, they want to slow burn us with the X-Men stuff, so I don't think that they would show two X-Men.
Too much. We got Pietro, what, in the fourth episode?
Yeah, the fourth. Yeah.
He died, so.
I think he's a bad guy, but.
What?
So did I.
He sacrifices himself just like at the end of Age of Ultron?
No, I think Wanda's going to get mad that she was controlling him and that's like not her real brother and shit, and then kill him.
You think Wanda's going to kill him?
Yeah, for sure.
Hot take.
Nah, there's also rumors that she's the bad guy in Doctor Strange too, so.
Yeah, Wanda or Wanda?
Wow. I didn't see that rumor.
It's something about how we're like, she's like controlled and she has all this power and then Doctor Strange is trying to like stop her.
She's top five.
Right, Jordan? Or am I wrong?
Yeah, it's similar to that. And then like in this one she says maybe I am the villain in this week's episode to Monica.
Yeah.
So I mean that could tie into her being the big bad. Maybe Agatha keeps controlling her throughout.
Yeah, because this series is like the first
Agatha's not that powerful.
But Mephisto or Dormammu.
Or Spider-Man.
That's your favorite person already.
What was I going to say? Isn't this like the first time in the MCU that she's been referred to as like the Scarlet Witch in this series?
Have they referred to her as that?
I think so.
hear, or at least like kind of reference it back to like her comic book outfit.
Yeah, the outfit was there.
One, yeah.
But for like the Scarlet Witch stuff, in the Halloween episode, Hayward asked Jimmy Woo if she had a secret name, and Jimmy Woo was like, "No, she doesn't have a crazy name or something."
Yeah, that's
so. I think that's them saying. Yeah, I think Marvel saying that they're not going to call her the Scarlet Witch. Mm-hmm.
They're going to kind of keep away from that.
Yeah. But maybe she turns to the Scarlet Witch and that's like an evil name, and that's what they call her Doctor Strange. And that's what they refer to her as then.
Mm-hmm. They didn't call her Scarlet Witch in the regular MCU?
Mm-mm.
No.
She's just Wanda.
Wanda Maximoff.
Maximoff.
But they call Quicksilver Quicksilver, maybe? Actually, I'm not sure on that.
No, I don't know if they.
I don't. He may have just been Peter and Pietro.
Yeah, I think it's just Pietro.
He was in there for what, 15 seconds? He died.
Yeah.
That's just what I'd be talking about. That's
fine. He was so fast though. That's why.
I mean,
he
didn't
see that coming.
Yeah.
If he was in there a lot, you just didn't see him.
No, I see.
Open your eyes.
I can't.
Do you guys think the kids survived the series?
I hope so because they are big in the comic books. That's my take on that.
I don't understand how it came to be. Doesn't make sense to me.
Take it away, TC, Mr. MCU expert.
Take what away?
No, like, take it away as, like, explain.
I mean, I don't really know too much. I just know they pretty big in comic books.
How are you going to say that? How are you going to say you don't know too much, but they're pretty big in the comic books?
Because they are, I don't know.
Explain it. Tell Kyle why they're so big in the comic books.
I could tell you why, buddy. I really
Does Vision and Wanda have a baby? And at one point, Wanda's like, you have your dad's genes, so you have like tough skin or some shit. So apparently they're made of vibranium. I don't understand.
She's just talking, buddy.
Well, correct me if I'm wrong. This is what I heard from a video. It's like, in the comics, she, like, Vision physically can't have kids.
That's what I thought.
So in the comics, she goes to Mephisto, right? Mm-hmm. And I don't remember if she like makes a deal with him or like tricks him into like having.
No, I mean, she makes a deal.
She made a deal with him, right? Yeah, because then eventually, like the kids go back to Mephisto or something like that.
All I know is the kids. One of them is like Wanda, and one of them's like Quicksilver.
Quicksilver, yeah. So that's why it's not like one's like Wanda, and one's like Vision. Because technically,
and they branch out to be.
Bigger part.
Yeah, see, like in the comics, it was like part of Mephisto's soul was implemented from Wanda, and that's how the kids were created. And like in the Halloween episode, Pietro said, "Runaway demon spawn," which makes me think that he knows that they're Mephisto's kids, and that's why I think Mephisto's the big bad, because there's like little hints throughout.
I'm certain he is.
Unless he changes his name.
Do you think they keep Mephisto but change like his devilish personality so that?
I mean, they always change stuff in the comic books. So I mean,
so that way, like China doesn't like have to censor it. Yeah, and so that way they meet like half and half, half with China, half with like comic book people, and they're like, here, this is what we're giving you. Like, it's just for the circumstances.
Yeah, it could be like what they did with the Mandarin in Iron Man 3. They like changed his entire origin.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah. Now they're gonna bring him back in the other movie that's
coming out. Shang-Chi.
Yeah.
Three Rings. The six.
I forgot about that. When is that supposed to come out?
Next
year.
But I also think for like the Mephisto thing. They're gonna do like a kind of like a Dormammu thing, because Dormammu can actually like move around in the comic, but in Doctor Strange, he was just some big like virtual.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Like, I feel like hopefully Mephisto, they can like have him like walk around, maybe like kind of like Lucifer, the TV show, something like that. They could do that, and that'd be censored, I guess, because he's not.
Well, that's like kind of like leading into some fan theories about how Hayward is like either Mephisto or being controlled by Mephisto.
Who's Hayward?
About that?
Hayward is the sword guy.
Yeah.
Oh.
I think he's just a red herring. I think he's just an asshole.
Yeah.
I think he's just there to draw our attentions away from the real big
guy. Yeah, that might be too obvious.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with that.
So, Kyle, are you more excited for Loki or Winter Soldier?
Huh?
For the TV shows, are you excited for Loki or Winter Soldier? You haven't watched the trailers.
Neither.
Just say Spider-Man. Just say Spider-Man.
Winter, I'm so confused.
The Winter Soldier TV show?
Oh, okay. Are you excited for that
or Loki?
I thought you were saying like Winter Soldier had his own, and I was like, what? I thought he was with dude. Definitely that one. Winter Soldier. Loki's probably going to be stupid, let's be honest here.
Loki looks dope.
Wow. I think it's going to be stupid.
That's why I haven't seen WandaVision.
It is stupid. You were right. But I haven't seen any trailers for Loki, but it's probably just him playing pranks and shit.
No, the trailer definitely sold me a Loki.
You need to watch it.
No, I don't like to watch trailers.
See, you don't watch those.
But you watched the Justice League one.
No, I didn't.
I thought you wanted to do a reacting video to it.
He said clips, and I was just giving ideas.
He really didn't watch those. That's crazy. Do you watch video game trailers?
Yes. Those are cool.
So you watch trailers?
But okay. I said I don't. Yeah. It's fine.
Gotcha.
I mean, I guess. But that's totally different. Like, the video game trailer's not, like, ruining anything. Like, you can see, like, a movie trailer, and it, like, somebody shows up that you didn't know was going to be in it, and it kind of just, like, that would have been funner to see.
Spider-Man.
Justin I was thinking Fast and the Furious, but, yeah.
Spider-Man. Too.
Justin Lee.
But they just pop up and you're like, oh, I didn't know they were going to be in it. And that would have been such like a fun moment to happen like at a theater and like be able to see it like for the first time. Like, oh, shit, he's here?
What's the theater?
Shit turned. Huh?
What's the movie theater?
I don't know what you're saying.
We still have movie theaters, man. COVID's going to eventually go away.
We still have movie theaters, bro?
Yeah, at my house.
Invest in AMC, TV? Bro. We're taking it to the moon.
No shot, Jordan.
Already did that.
I miss my phone.
anything else big that happened?
Let's think.
I'm sorry, Kyle. Were you going to say something?
I don't remember.
The lady that Monica met before she got in like the big truck thing, I think she's a Skrull.
Hey.
What?
I think she's the Skrull from when she was younger in Captain Marvel.
I like that.
Hot take.
What Skrull? Hey,
Jordan.
The person that
from
she
the aerospace
got the
big, place?
Yeah. Okay. The lady she got the
they're gonna be the next big bad.
The Skrulls?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm ready for Secret Wars.
Oh yeah, that's different right there, boy. That's different.
Yeah, different.
Different.
We don't know what you just said. It cut out.
No.
Don't whisper. Can't hear.
Different.
Huh?
Nothing.
So is Vision officially dead?
No.
I think he'll be dead at the end.
At the end,
I don't think so.
I don't think I don't think he'll survive outside.
Originally, I thought he was already dead, but then like when he tried to escape the hex, he was out of the hex for a little bit. But then like Wanda's like red wall,
pulled
the vibranium back. Yeah, but he still had like the stone in his head. Like I was waiting for like the stone to kind of like disappear. To be like, all right, yeah, like he's officially dead. But like when he fell, like the stone was still in his head, and then it like pulled his body all back together. Well, the hex went further and collected his body.
The hex is a stupid name too. Also, funny story: all of our stuff for Podholics is also hexagons. So Jordan, like when he first started watching WandaVision, he was like, "Why do you have hexagons?" And I was like, "Well, that's like." Mesh for like speakers and stuff because we're all about podcasting, so that was like it's just like a mesh thing or like a representation of it. He was like, and then went into like this rant about WandaVision having all these hexagons and shit. And I'm like, that's
everywhere,
it's kind of weird.
Everywhere,
we should rename the podcast to The Hex.
No shot, stupid.
No, I have a question.
But I don't think he'll die. What's your question?
So, you know. Back when we had the first Avengers, and what was her name from Black Panther? She was helping Vision. What's her name again? From Black Panther,
Zuri.
Yeah,
Zuri. You think that might come back and play?
She helped Vision with what?
Trying to
Infinity War. He's talking about Infinity War.
Take it out before Thanos got there. Yeah. They'll come back and play, maybe. They'll get some files to figure out how to make him back, you know.
If anybody can do it, she can do it.
Kinda, yeah.
Possibly. Give, you know, give Wanda like a file and she can, like, I don't know. Wanda can do a lot of things.
Because what's his face was trying to turn him into a weapon, but like,
see, yeah, that's
they couldn't figure out how to like get him back to life. So like, Wanda stole his body.
And I think we're gonna see that break in next week's episode.
Yeah, I agree. I think
I feel like it's too much build up for him to just die, though. You know what I mean?
But it's all like Wanda's manifesting everything, so I feel like,
yeah. And his contract is up after this season.
Oh, Paul.
Yeah, because he I saw a YouTube video about his interview about where they kind of called him into his office and he's like, all right, like, yeah, this is it. Like, my character's dead, like, all that. And they're like, no, like, we have this TV show planned for you. And he's like, oh, guess I'm not dead yet. And so I think, like, after this is kind of like, it might be over for him.
That also could just be, like, a ploy to just, like, not re-sign him into a contract just so nobody knows if he's coming back or not, too.
Yeah, it could be.
Same thing with Chris Evans in Captain America. He's going to come back eventually.
Eventually, just like, I think.
Well, he was in talks like a month ago. They said that he was coming back.
He's gonna come back.
What if they recasted him as a Human Torch?
No, there's rumors he might be the Human Torch, like Doctor
Strange. I hope not.
Yeah,
don't do that. Please don't.
Somebody else get that. Introduce the multiverse.
I think it would be hilarious if he showed up as Human Torch for like a scene.
It'd be so funny.
Just in like the multiverse, like show the multiverse. I think it'd be hilarious.
Like that.
But on the Vision thing, there was a deleted scene in Infinity War. They were going to have an end credit scene of Wanda putting Vision in a body bag and taking him away.
Yeah.
That's just to pretend he's dead.
He's in it to me. I need to see that.
I heard that.
So, he might, I don't think he's alive, but I could see them like going to Wakanda or something and bringing him back.
Yeah. The Tahiti Project. I know that.
Coulson.
Yeah. I wonder if he's ever going to come back.
I doubt it. I feel like he would have came back by now.
Yeah.
So. Yeah.
I feel like if he didn't come, I mean, he was in Captain Marvel.
Yeah, he was.
Oh, yeah, he was. Yeah, I forgot about that.
But, like, in the present time, I don't think he'll be back.
No. Yeah. What do you guys think happens in the rest of the season? Any hot takes?
It's canceled.
Tickets wow. Canceled.
Hope not.
I was like, I'm playing the script. Wow.
No, I'm just kidding.
No one likes the show. We're canceling it.
I have no idea, man. This whole sitcom thing's getting annoying, though, low key. We're done with sitcoms, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's over with that part.
Are we supposed to have 1 hour each for the last couple episodes?
That's what Jordan thought last week, and then this shit was 20.
I looked into it. So the reason why they said it was an hour long is Kevin Feige said there were going to be 6 hours of content, and they like took all the time from the first 6 episodes, and they said there were 3 hours left, so they just assumed the last three were hour long.
So it probably counts to credits, though.
Credits to it. Yeah, so who knows how long these last two are.
Yeah, because the credits are like 10 minutes long.
It's insane.
Skip those too.
I keep scrolling past each one of them at like the end of the episode. And I'm like, oh, maybe one of these days they're going to throw something in there. And then TC was like, did you see last week's post-credit scene? I was like, no, that's the one I didn't skim through and double-check. Yeah, yeah, I can't go
it's
back
weird
and
they just threw it at the end of this one episode.
Yeah.
Now watch it. Now watch it at the end because you never know at Marvel, bro. You never know.
And I knew.
I'll wait for Jordan to tell me.
I'm about on Twitter.
Jordan, tell me if there's one. It'll be fine.
Because I usually just cut that shit off when I see the please stand by or whatever.
Yeah. After like every Marvel movie, I'm like, I text TC. I'm like, hey, should I stay for the post credit scene? And TC's like, yes, or either, nah, it's not worth it. It didn't mean anything.
No, I stay every time, no matter what, for those.
Yeah, we always stay.
For I'm the already movies. There. I might as well.
Yeah, I remember when the last Dark Knight movie came out, and everyone like thought there was gonna be a post credit scene with Robin and everything, and there was nothing. It was kind of disappointing.
DC for you.
Yeah.
Gotta fix that.
Hey, we don't say DC. This is a Marvel.
DC's better. So what do you guys think? What do you think is going to be the last two episodes, Langston?
What's going to happen in the last two episodes?
Yeah. Pietro dies. Hardest.
What if he's already dead?
He is, but the other one dies.
I see. My take is I think he's actually alive, and he's being controlled by Agatha, and he's actually not a bad guy. Because in, like, the last episode, you can see, like, the blue, like, little flames behind him. I think that kind of meant, like, he was being controlled, and that he's still actually the X-Men one. To say what's going to happen in the future, like, these last couple episodes, it's kind of hard to say, because I'm kind of a casual guy like Kyle, where I don't know a lot about the comics. I just
cool. You're not on my casual level, dog. You know.
Oh, my fault. Here's Kyle, and then there's like me. But I go and like watch different YouTube videos and see like what the comics have to say. So I don't know. I think Wanda remains bad throughout the whole this last couple episodes, and I think Vision is for now dead, because as we all know, no one ever stays dead in the. And the Marvel comics.
No one ever says dead in superhero life anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
I think Tony's dead, but...
No, yeah, he'll come back.
I think
Guardia Jacob's back.
No, I don't think so.
Watch.
Do you think...
That'd be interesting for them to make Wanda a villain through the entire series leading up to the movies.
That's my hot take.
That would be crazy.
That's my hot take. I think she's like a villain now, but she reaches like a next point if it does lead into Doctor Strange. If that makes sense.
I could see that happening.
My thing is, I forgot her name. What's the black girl's name? Is it Monica?
Monica.
I think she low-key might have something to do with getting Pietro back on a different, like, not in the trance. I think her superpowers will be expanded in the next couple episodes.
Like get him out of the stage he's in now?
Yeah, I think that might be the biggest shock we see. She have a lot in part of the last episodes.
Because what's like, her superhero name? Photon?
Photon.
Storm. Right? Yeah.
No, not Storm.
She's gone by Spectrum too, but she's probably gonna be Photon.
Yeah. Forgot about that.
I think that she has a pretty big role in the last part. And I also think that end credit scene is Vision going to like maybe Wakanda or something like that and him coming back.
But if he can't leave the little world, I don't know how he's getting to Wakanda. They'd have
They'll have to ship his body off.
Yeah.
Like kind of collect all the vibranium pieces. I wonder if they do it that way, how they're going to do it without the stone.
Zuri said she had a way.
Yeah, that's what I was kind of, you know.
Yeah, because in the movie, they were supposed to take the stone out to where he was supposed to be alive.
Yeah. When he loses his powers?
No, I don't think
he the way she was talking, he would just be the same, just without the Mind Stone.
Yeah,
but I feel like this next episode is going to be like pretty much flashbacks of like
agreed.
Scarlet Witch getting her powers and Agatha and how it all came to be, and then I could see Wanda teaming up with Agatha and that be the ending, and leading into Doctor Strange.
Yeah,
I feel like I wouldn't want her as a villain in Doctor Strange though.
That'd be different though.
It'll be different, but I feel like once you see that she's the villain, you know that like deep down she's gonna turn like a good guy. So it's kind of like it's not as exciting, I guess.
To the new big bad.
See, yeah, I don't that's the way think I they'll it. Make her the bad, but it would be a cool take. But I think at the end of the day, Mephisto is gonna be the big bad.
Agreed.
But it would be cool if Wanda ended up teaming up with him. I don't think it'll happen just because Marvel. I don't see them going that. Drastically different.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think that. My bad, Jordan. You can go ahead.
Oh, you can go ahead. It's cool.
My thing is just Monica. I think that she's gonna really change a lot of things, and she's gonna be like in more Marvel movies to come too. I don't know why. I just feel like with Captain Marvel being linked to her, and Captain Marvel 2 coming out soon too. I feel like they have a with the Skrulls as well are gonna play a big part. I feel like the Skrull, like Jordan said, I feel like the Skrull. The general, I feel like they're gonna a lot more things are gonna intertwine. That's what I'm agreed. Really
it also sounds like Monica has some bad blood with Captain Marvel. Like whenever Captain Marvel's brought up, Monica has like a weird reaction to it.
Mm-hmm.
So like she might blame Captain Marvel for her mom dying and like resents her. Yeah. I could see that being a big thing in Captain Marvel too.
Yeah, because when she was going through the hex, she could hear like quotes from Captain Marvel.
That's what I'm thinking she could play the role.
So with this, with these possible flashback episodes, do you want to see something that happens like kind of shortly after Endgame? and see where like Wanda goes. Like, what perspective do you want it to be from? Do you want it to be from like Wanda's perspective, or just kind of like a third, like a fly on the wall of like everything that happened from the blip to how the hex started to all that?
I don't want her perspective.
Okay,
you don't want her perspective.
Yeah, I don't want her perspective because I feel like I don't know. It just gives you like, I don't know how to explain it. I just don't want her perspective.
Okay.
I think, to be honest with you, I think it should be right after, you know, Tony makes the last snap, like just like Scarlet going in. Because I know he's going to be the part of going in the getting Vision, but after that, I feel like no. Just the getting Vision part, like how she
created the hex and all that.
Yeah. Oh, right after everybody came back. Because, you know, she probably seen everybody come back. She's like, well, damn, Vision's not coming back yet. So I just want to see that part, yeah. And then you can go right back to it. Because I know she's probably going to show, like, anger, and that's probably why her powers are showing that they're stronger than they were before. So,
okay, so would you rather see a full episode of a flashback, or would you rather see a half flashback and the other half takes part after this last episode with Agatha? Or would you rather... Or do you think it'll skip the whole Agatha part and go to where Vision's trying to find Wanda? Because we never saw Vision get back to his house.
True, but you gotta explain. I'd rather just explain that. I feel like that's gonna, because that kind of ties into Pietro too. So I would explain her. Definitely do that.
I think they might pull a Spider-Man Far From Home and show like Wanda getting her powers from the Mind Stone from Hydra, and have Agatha be like an assistant in the Hydra base. And then Agatha, like, she got her powers that way too. I could see them doing a Far From Home thing.
Or she was planted there, but Mephisto, and she she covered up as somebody else. That would be...
I could see them doing that. And I could see that being that what this episode is like how Agatha's been there for pretty much the entire time of Wanda. Yeah. And then Wanda's going to break out Vision, and then it goes to the end of this episode.
Do you think that leads to a possibility of an entrance for Magneto? If it shows, like, her creation?
I wouldn't bring Magneto. That's just me personally, though.
I want to see Magneto. I would love that, but I don't see it happening.
It's too much, man. It'd be too much.
So who do you think is going to be the surprise guest appearance?
Mephisto. I don't know.
I think it's whoever Mephisto is going to end up being. I thought it was going to be Reed Richards, but obviously that doesn't look like it's going to happen.
Kind of already had a lot, though. In my view, kind of already got a lot.
Interesting. Interesting take. What do you think, Kyle?
Get the shit over with. Bring the movies back.
All right. We'll talk about All American next, Kyle. So that way, you have a lot to talk about.
I have plenty to talk about.
All right, TC, tell them where they can find us at.
Well, Twitter. Do we have an Instagram yet?
No, we do not.
I probably should make that.
Twitter.com/podholics.
Yes, Twitter and YouTube. Subscribe on YouTube, please. Actually, subscribe to everybody's thing on here. Everybody's. Anything else?
What days do we go up?
Tuesdays.
And?
Hey, don't ask me.
Yeah, it's okay, buddy. I got quizzed last episode. I remember.
Oh, shoot. Yeah, I don't know. Pass.
Wednesdays and Fridays. Wednesdays and Fridays at 12 p.m. Eastern time.
I said that. I said Wednesdays and Fridays.
Ooh, got him.
Got him. I studied from last episode.
I studied.
Don't worry, I won't miss it. I won't miss that next time. I got you.
No, I bet.
I got you. Oh. Wait, how many episodes are we in now? Wait, hold on. We got
this is four.
Episode four.
Hey, okay.
Yeah, four. Yeah, bro.
All right.
Stay committed.
Four. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, stay off your phone and quit watching TV.
Okay. Man, it was a bet, dog. My bad.
whatever.
Yeah, what he said.
All right, let's wrap it up.
I already wrapped it up.
Great podcast.